it is time to move into our singing. And the first song that we're going to be singing is not a Christmas song. What was the last holiday that we just experienced? Thanksgiving. Come, ye thankful people, come. The composer would be the tune of this. The story about this one comes from the author of the words, the lyricist. And that would have been Henry Elford. He was born October 7, which happens to be Mary's birthday. October 7, just a couple of days before Mary and I were born, then back in 1810, in the Bloomsbury area of London. Now, the stories that I'm going to be reading this morning are all from a book called Then Sings My Soul, Book 2. I don't know where Book 1 is. I never had it. This one came to my attention, and I've been grateful for all of the wonderful stories and material in it. We're going to be sharing some of that with you today. Okay, Mr. Henry Elford came from the area of London. In Cambridge University, he made quite a mark for himself as he studied there for the ministry. One of his deans said, "He was morally the bravest man I ever knew." What a commendation. "His perfect purity of mind and singleness of purpose seemed to give him a confidence and unobtrusive self-respect which never failed him." What a way to describe a man. This hymn, "Come Ye Thankful People, Come," was written for the English Harvest Festival, the British version of the American Thanksgiving, which we have just celebrated. And so now, Patty, if you'll come up here and we'll get started on this song, "Come Ye Thankful People, Come."
They are going to stand. Stand up.
Yes, please stand.
Come ye thankful people, come. Yeah.
you know the name Greensleeves. Sure, it's a name we are all familiar with. It didn't used to be used for a sacred song. And actually, I think that this particular song was written to a different tune to begin with. And then it came into an association with Greensleeves. It was written, the words that is, by an insurance agent named William Chatterton Dix. His father was a surgeon and he wanted his son to go into surgery. Son said, no, don't want to. Have no interest in medicine. So he moved to Glasgow. You know where that is? Obviously in the British Isles. Okay. Many of the stories you're going to hear today come from the British Isles, because that's where a lot of our music came from. So he left there, went to Glasgow, but while he was selling insurance, his greatest love was his prose and poetry for Christ. That's not what you would normally think of, but it's a valid, very valid condition. All of Dix's hymns should be more widely sung today, for they are masterpieces of poetry filled with rich scriptural truth. So let's sing What Child Is This? Patty, the microphone is yours up here.
She's got her own. Well, whatever. Up there, too. And you're singing, too.
Sing it up, folks.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap? Shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him Lord, the babe, the son of Mary. While I see in such mean estate where fear for sinners here, the silent word of pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing.
Thank you. I didn't mean to have everybody exercise, but that was wonderful that you did. Okay, our next song is, if I can get away here, Away in a Manger. And I'm going to ask Pam, which one did you pick? Well, no, you were going to come along with whoever else was coming. Would you do this one with Barb? Okay, I'm going to ask Barb and Pam to come up, and they will be getting ready to sing while this Away in a Manger story gets told. How many of you have heard that this song is called Luther's Cradle Hymn? Yeah, okay, it's not something that we've talked about a lot in our church. Well, it turns out Luther probably didn't have anything at all to do with writing it, because it was first published in 1885. What year did Luther die? Yeah, way earlier. Okay, the only stanzas that were published when it was first published in 1885 were the first two. It took somebody else to come along and put a different melody with this than the original, and he put a third verse with it as well. So this was published in a book called Little Children's Book, published by German Lutherans, you see the connection, in Pennsylvania. So that's where this song really comes from, is the heritage of the German Lutherans back in that part of the world. This is something that we don't normally know about, because the tradition is that that has been a Luther-written song for his children. I am so indebted to the author of this book, who did a lot of really wonderful research and came up with information that I had never seen or heard before, and it's wonderful to know that we've got those kinds of pieces of data to share with you. So now you're going to sing Away in a Manger, and I'm going to hand, there we go, hand this one to Pam, and this one to Barb, and I'm going to get out of the way. Patty? Okay, ladies. Thank you, ladies, and thank you, choir. One of the things you may have noticed by this point is that the words may not be the same as you are used to. As I was editing this morning and getting it ready, that was actually last night that continued, the words in this hymnal, Sing to the Lord, do not match always our own hymnal. And so you may see a word or two different. In one of these verses, we found an entire additional verse that we put in that you are either have or will be singing. And so that's something that we are going to encounter occasionally throughout the rest of these verses. Okay, at this point, we have the excellent four people on two mics, and they are going to serenade you with the song, I've got to read it here, Oh Come Little Children.
Sleep on the hay, the little Lord Jesus was born Christmas Day. He lies in the manger, the hay is his bed. The star high in heaven shines over his head, and Mary and Joseph look down on the boy, while shepherds and down in their joy. The glory to God comes a song from on high, and peace for all mankind we sing in reply. Then come, little children, be happy and bright, for Jesus the Christ child was born.
Thank you to the Vixie Choir. Wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to now ask if Lauren and Brigitte can come up front and share with us. Let's see, I've got two microphones here. For the song, O Come Emmanuel. And there is a story about this one. This song dates back to medieval times. In the 800s, a series of Latin hymns were sung each day during Christmas Vespers from December 17 to 23. Each of these hymns begins with the word, O. These hymns were apparently restructured into verse form in the 1100s and finally published in Latin in 1710. Quite a heritage you hear here. In the 1800s, they were discovered by an English minister named John Mason Neal, who wove together segments of them to produce the first draft of this song, O Come Emmanuel. So we will service our ears with beauty by singing this now. Okay, we've got these both on. Here we go.
I'll sing on this one. Or you want to.
Come, Emmanuel, the ransom captive in Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the Emmanuel, shall
And it's time to ask Terry Buechler and Norita to come up and help sing Joy to the World while I get to the story of that song. Until Isaac Watts, come on up, folks. Until Isaac Watts came along, most of the singing in British churches was from the Psalms of David. He was not particularly enamored of that limitation. And yet, one of the songs that we're singing today is from the Psalms that he arranged in his own inimitable way, Psalm 98. And so he translated, interpreted, and paraphrased the Old Testament Psalms through the eyes of New Testament faith. Joy to the World says, shout joyfully to the world, to the Lord, all the earth. That's in verse 4 of Psalm 98. So let's sing it together.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sound.
Thank you, thank you. Wonderful choir, wonderful leaders. Clara, it's time to get you up here again. We get a second opportunity to enjoy her. Are you going to be singing as well as playing or just playing? Just playing. Okay, piano time.
Thank you.
can't you just hear those bells? Beautifully, beautifully done. The next one that we hear is, I heard the bells on Christmas Day. This song comes from the Civil War era, and it didn't start out a happy song. Remember Henry Wordsworth Longfellow and maybe his brother Samuel? Most of us that grew up in the American school system heard something about Longfellow somewhere along the line. And he wrote the words to this song. He wrote them at a time when he was in serious depression. His 17-year-old son had run away to join Lincoln's army, and his son was injured. He first came down with typhoid, recovered from that, and then went back to the war and got shot through the shoulder, almost paralyzing him. But he didn't die. He survived. They let his father at, Cambridge, at Cambridge University, know about the problem, and Henry came and got son. Took him home because he was well enough to travel. And for months, literally months, he sat beside his son's bed, nursing him back to health. And on Christmas Day, 1863, he was sitting there and just plain dead as far as any attitude of gratitude. And then he heard the church bells ringing. And they rejuvenated him to the point where he came up with the words of this song. The poet feels like dropping his head in despair, but then he hears the bells. Their triumphant pealing reminds him that God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. Patty, join me. If this is new to you, learn it fast. That was a beautiful one to learn, wasn't it? Lauren, I'm going to ask you to come up to be with Patty. Anybody else want to come up and help them sing Go, Tell It on the Mountain? Let me get over to the story for that one. During the bitter days of slavery, black workers on American plantations solaced themselves with song and created a unique form of American hymnology, the Negro spiritual. It was the Jubilee Singers of Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee, that took the plantation songs of the Negro slaves to the entire world. One of the last spirituals to be uncovered and published was this unique Christmas carol, Go, Tell It on the Mountain. It was largely unknown, though it had been performed by the Jubilee Singers since 1879. So we get a chance to do it in 2021. It's a song with an enduring life and substance.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when lo, above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born and brought us God's salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Thank you, well sung there. And now I think we have C.J. Early coming up to tickle those ivories on the piano. Deck the Halls.
Thank you.
The lucky family that lives where they can hear that all the time. Oh, thank you, CJ. That was beautiful. Okay, we have just one song left. And so Gail is going to come up here and join Patty and me on There's a Song in the Air. And I've got to get back over here to the story of this one, because this one, in 1865, we're back at Civil War time, folks. The world was stunned by the tragic assassination of Abraham Lincoln. The next year, it was Josiah Holland who published our first major biography of Lincoln. And he is the author of the words in this song, There's a Song in the Air. In this book, he presented Lincoln as a true-hearted Christian and provided a number of stories to reinforce the point. That didn't set too well with one of Lincoln's co-workers, who his law partner said, he was an infidel. He died an unbeliever. To this day, historians still debate the religiosity or lack of Abraham Lincoln. I choose to believe this gentleman that wrote the song's version of things. He had facts on his side. In 1870, Josiah became the founder and senior editor of Scribner Magazine. How many of you know that name, Scribner Magazine? Okay, there are a few well-read people here. That's good. In 1872, 2 years later, he published The Marble Prophecy and Other Poems. We're talking poetry here, folks, not the music, just the poetry. In it were the four stanzas of this song. 2 years later, it was set to music in a collection of Sunday school songs. Didn't go over very well. The combination didn't fit. But several years after Josiah's death in 1881, a Latin professor named Carl Pomeroy Harrington read the poem, the song, There's a Song in the Air. And Harrington was an amateur musician. And he had grown up in a home with an Esty pump organ. I don't know how many of you actually ever had your foot on the pump pedals of a pump organ, but I did. My grandmama had one, and in the church where I grew up, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, we had one of those. And we still were thinking about that as we were growing up. Well, years later, he inherited that organ. He put it in his vacation cabin. Where was this? In North Woodstock, New Hampshire. And in 1904, spending the summer there, he sat down and persisted until he had the melody this song is now sung to. So we will enjoy singing that together. Gail, we'll get you up here, and Patty, and I will accompany you and the rest of you as you sing.
Let's stand. Last song. Get some exercise.
There's a song in the air. There's a star in the sky. There's a mother's deep prayer and a baby's low cry. And when the star rings its fire, while the beautiful sing, for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king. There's a tumult of joy for the wonderful birth, for the virgin sweet boy is the Lord of the earth. The star rings its fire while the beautiful sing, for the manger of Bethlehem cradles the king. In the light of the star, by the ages in pearl, and that song from afar swept over the world. Every heart is aflame, and the beautiful sing in the homes of the nations.
heavenly throng. For the shout to the lovely evangel we bring, and we greet in his cradle our Savior and King.
Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the joy that you have given us in this season of remembering Jesus, his service after his birth, and the future that he has made possible for us. Thank you for the blessing you give us in the singing. May we share this song in the air around us everywhere we go. The song not just of Christmas, but of salvation, of the future, of a life eternal. Give us presence with you as you are present with us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.